What does it mean to be fiscally conservative but socially liberal? As far as I can tell, socially liberal is merely a declaration that, unlike a common stereotype of conservatives, especially Christian fundamentalist and Tea Party conservatives, they are not prejudiced against people of another race, religion, or gender identity, which tacitly acknowledges that they know they keep some pretty unsavory company. It is a conservatism that helps no one and costs them nothing. What follows in an article by Greta Christina entitled, "People who say they're fiscally conservative but socially liberal don't understand. Social and economic issues are deeply intertwined." The article begins, "Well, I'm conservative, but I'm not one of those racist, homophobic, dripping with hate Tea Party bigots. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-same-sex marriage. I'm not a racist. I just want lower taxes and smaller government and less government regulation of business. I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal." How many liberals and progressives have heard this? It's ridiculously common. Even Dick Koch of the Koch brothers has said, "I'm a conservative on economic matters and I'm a social liberal." And it's wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. You can't separate fiscal issues from social issues. They're deeply intertwined. They affect each other. Economic issues often are social issues, and conservative fiscal policies do enormous social harm. That's true even for the mildest, most generous version of fiscal conservatism: low taxes, small government, reduced regulation, a free market. These policies perpetuate human rights abuses. They make life harder for people who already have hard lives. Even if the people supporting these policies don't intend this, the policies are racist, sexist, classist, obviously homophobic, transphobic, and otherwise socially retrograde. In many ways, they do more harm than the so-called social policies that are supposedly separate from economic ones. Now, there are conservatives who insist that this isn't what fiscally conservative means. They're not inherently opposed to government spending, they say. They're just opposed to ineffective and wasteful government spending. Do they really think the progressives are in favor of wasteful and ineffective government? Do they think we're saying, "Thumbs up to ineffective government spending. Let's pour our government resources down a rat hole. Let's spend our tax money giving every citizen a solid gold tuba and a lifetime subscription to Cigar Aficionado." That is an idealized, self-serving definition of fiscally conservative, defined by conservatives to make their position seem reasonable. It does not describe fiscal conservatism as it actually plays out in the United States. The reality of fiscal conservatism in the United States is not cautious, evidence-based attention to which government programs do and don't work. If that were true in some misty, nostalgic past, it hasn't been true for a long, long time. The reality of fiscal conservatism in the United States means slashing government programs, even when they've been shown to work. The reality means decimating government regulations, even when they've been shown to improve people's lives. The reality means cutting the safety net to ribbons and letting big business do pretty much whatever they want. You can say all you want that modern conservatism in the United States isn't what you personally mean by conservatism, but hanging on to some ideal of conservatism as a model of sensible but compassionate frugality that's being betrayed by the Koch brothers and Tea Party, it's like hanging on to some ideal of republicanism as the party of abolition and Lincoln. And it lends credibility to the idea that conservatism is reasonable, if only people would do it right. If you care about marginalized people, if you care about the oppression of women, LGBT people, disabled people, African American, Hispanics, and other people of color, you need to do more than go to same-sex weddings and listen to hip-hop. You need to support economic policies that make marginalized people's lives better. You need to oppose economic policies that perpetuate human rights abuses and make marginalized people's lives suck. And that means not being a fiscal conservative. That was an article entitled, "People Say They're Fiscally Conservative but Socially Liberal but Don't Understand. Social and Economic Issues Are Deeply Intertwined." It's by Greta Christina for Alternet. Christina is the author of Coming Out Atheist, How to Do It and How to Help Each Other and Why, available in ebook, print, and audiobook.